Have you ever wanted to make a difference in the world and then felt like it's just not happening? Well, then stay tuned for today's guest because he's got some amazing insights for you.
The Author Switch.
Hello and welcome to the Author Switch. This is Karma Spence, your host and author of Public Speaking Superpowers. Today, my guest is Mark Ensign. He is a prolific storyteller, a creative marketer, and an accomplished musician who is an expert at breaking through the noise and starting movements. His latest book is called Be a Dick: How One Person Can Change the World in the Most Unexpected Way. So welcome to the podcast, Mark.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
So your book's called Be a Dick.
Yes.
What? What's that about?
So well, it's definitely an attention grabbing title, and so it does have a little bit of that clickbaity feel, but really what the story is about, it's a bit of a play on words, because the truth is that the story is about my neighbor Dick, who is a mentor and who's been a mentor and a neighbor of mine for a number of years, and I met him at probably one of the lower points of my life. When the whole world is just kind of crashing down over you, and then you just meet this older guy that lives down the street, and he is just the epitome of where you want to be versus where you are in that moment. And, my marketing brain, because I'm a marketer, it was just a gift from the gods that his name was also Dick. And, and so it just became like, you know, like what started off as I wrote a blog post about, you know, my experience with this guy, as time had gone on, then turned into a TED style talk for, you know, a couple thousand people in this, you know, at a big conference, which then turned into a book.
Wow. Be a Rick or Be a Richard just would be not be the same book.
Sure. Well, it's funny, because, and we'll get into like, you know, how a little bit more about Dick, I'm sure. But one of the funny things is that I didn't tell him that I wrote the book. I just stopped by his house one day and gave him a copy of it. And so when he had finished reading it, he had reached out to me and he said, I'm really curious where your life would be right now if my name wasn't Dick. And which is really funny, but like, and so it really had me thinking, because I was thinking like, well, you know, I don't think my life would have changed at all, because he was my, you know, like I wasn't attracted to like learning from this guy because his name was Dick. It just so happened that his name was Dick. So what I really got from that statement of his was, I wouldn't have changed, but I wouldn't have been able to take this message out to other people. Because, you know, be a good neighbor, not very exciting title.
State Farm
book.
Is there.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it just wouldn't be a very exciting book. Nobody wants to read that book, but
right.
Same same words inside, different cover. And the name is Be a Dick. And now all of a sudden it just begs for attention.
Exactly. And that's just something in marketing, because your title and your cover are so important in getting people to even pick it up and have access to the content in the first place.
Of course. Like I always laugh when people say, you know, don't judge a book by its cover. Like, I find that laughable, because name one person that doesn't. You know, like whether it's in life or in books or whatever, like, yeah, that's what we do all day long.
It's an aspiration. It's what you want to do, is not judge a book by its cover. Unfortunately, we're human.
Of course.
And we do it.
Right.
It's a knee-jerk thing. So I was looking through the table of contents, and it's really like, you listed all the things that if I'm not them, I want to be them.
Yeah.
So it's be kind, helpful, humble, compassionate, generous, authentic. That's one of the, I have something called the Karma Code. authentic is the first A.
Okay.
And forgiving. I've written a book on forgiveness. Be vulnerable. I've talked a lot about how vulnerability is so important to leadership. I mean, it's like this is a manual to being the kind of person that I think we all wish we were, but some of us just at our core may not be.
So to get deeper into the story, the way it all kind of comes to pass is the book opens up with, you know, this idea that I had when I was a kid that I was going to change the world. Like every other kid on the planet, I had my Snap-on cape that attached to my pajamas, and I would run around the house and I would jump on the furniture. And like, I was really convinced that the world was going to spin differently because I was here, you know, this is nothing special about that. Most kids, you know, are think that they're going to be astronauts and superheroes and all that. The difference is that like, I didn't outgrow it. Like I always, you know, throughout life, everything that I chased, it was all based on this idea that like, okay, is this going to change the world, which is this aspirational thing that was so far out of reach. Like it wasn't even about changing the world. It was about how do I make it so the world never spins the same way again. So like, let's make it completely impossible that no matter what I do, I'm going to fail at this thing. And and as a result of that, you know, I'm in my 40s, you know, all of a sudden, and I come to the conclusion that like, wow, I failed. Like I, you know, now meanwhile, I had this incredible career as a musician. I'd been playing on Broadway. I started a company. I had this incredible family. Like, you know, I checked off all the boxes, but I had seen myself as a failure because I didn't do this thing that's just incredibly impossible to do. And so I decided to pick up my family and move and take them out of New Jersey. And we're going to move to Tampa sight unseen because if you're going to change the world, it's not going to happen in New Jersey for some reason. Like, I don't know why. I kind of blame New Jersey for my failure, but it was all New Jersey's fault. And so we headed to Tampa, Florida, and that is where I met Dick. And so the book really kind of walks through this, this process of, you know, meeting Dick and seeing him with my family and how he interacts, and, you know, and he's so incredibly kind to everybody and how helpful. And then you realize that this guy, you know, you go into his house and he's got a dozen Emmys that are sitting in a corner of his house. And he doesn't even talk about, like, if I had won a dozen Emmys, I'd make earrings out of them. Like I would have them on my face. Like you would know if I won a dozen Emmys.
Right.
And he was just very humble about it. Like, so, and there's all these different characteristics that I was kind of picking up along the way. And really what I kind of learned over time is this idea that in order to change the world, like it doesn't require that start a school in a third world country or walk to California to raise money for a cause or jump into burning buildings, like all these impossible ideas that we have that make a difference, that we see as making a difference.
Right.
It really just, if you just be kind to somebody, if you're walking down the street, instead of doing the cool guy nod and just smiling and waving, maybe just stop and talk to them a little bit. Or maybe if you see somebody that needs help, don't wait for them to ask for help, jump in and help, you know? And so there's all these like little things that you can do that just makes such a dramatic difference, and it changes the world around you. It really does.
Mm-hmm.
And so really that's the journey of this book. And it's all very personal to me because it took me years to learn all this, but like I, you know, but this was my journey throughout this process.
You know, you just mentioned this. Basically, this concept I've always had is that when you're in these moments where you think, I'm not making a difference, you need to remember that you have probably made a difference so many times, but you'll never know about it.
Yeah.
It was that smile to a stranger that stopped them from doing something terrible, or the attaboy you gave a friend completely changed the trajectory of their lives. I mean, these little things that you do by being you are what makes the world a better place.
Right. And I feel like, and the purpose behind a lot of the purpose behind this book is that it's a gentle reminder that it is just these little things. That like my hope is that there, like you'll notice in the book, there's no step-by-step process on how to be kind. You know, like there's no step one. In order to be kind, step one, do this. Step two, do this. You know,
because there are no steps.
And I tried doing that. Like I tried writing, like how do I, you know, how do you take something like you know, being generous or authentic and distill that into a system or a process? And it's like, yeah. Well, no, like I feel like we all inherently have these things inside and we all want to be these things. And we just need a gentle reminder to be a little more kind. Like, you know, when you're rushing out of the grocery store and you see the older guy struggling to get his, you know, take his groceries out of the cart and put them into his car. You know, my hope is that you'll remember this story or you'll remember this thing about being a dick or just the joy of being able to go on social media and be like, hey, I was a dick today. You know, like it sounds really stupid, but that's what's been happening with this. And that'll be enough for you to stop what you're doing and help that person or be kind to that person or be generous or be authentic. Because it doesn't take a tutorial. It doesn't take this, you know, like a process. You don't need to learn how to be kind. It's like it's there already. It just has to be dragged out of you a little bit.
Right. Do you have a favorite chapter?
Attention, authors, speakers, and coaches. Does your website attract nothing but crickets and tire kickers? Then you might be committing one of the 5 deadly mistakes of homepage design. Home Sweet Homepage, how to fix the 5 deadly mistakes that authors, speakers, and coaches make with their website's homepage will help you clear the crickets, repel the tire kickers, and start attracting the right kind of traffic that will convert to readers, clients, and speaking opportunities. Available wherever books are sold in paperback and ebook formats. bookmarketingclub.com/homepage book.
Do you have a favorite chapter?
I think my favorite chapter is Be Thoughtful. Only because that's the one that's the most meaningful to me. So, you know, so each chapter is like, you know, takes through a story with, you know, with Dick. And so this is probably 4 or 5 chapters into the book. Mm-hmm. And so I know Dick pretty well. Like I'm stalking the guy, he's going out for walks and I'm like, you know, he takes his dog for a walk and I'm running outside following along, like, you know, just because, you know, because again, like you're starting, you know, like I you want to be around somebody like that. You want to pick them apart. You want to learn and understand. And, you know, and he was this mentor to me, unbeknownst to him. And so I've been living, you know, here with my family for about a month and a half at the time. And he stopped by my house and I get like all choked up about this part. And he stops by my house and it was my birthday. And he's like, hey, I know it's your birthday. I saw on Facebook that it's your birthday. And I figured you don't really have a lot of family. You don't have any family or not a ton of friends around here. So you'll be celebrating yourself by yourself with your family. And I wanted to, you know, with my wife and kids. So I wanted to do a little something special for you. And so he handed me a baseball and the baseball was autographed by all of these retired Red Sox players.
Holy cow.
That I was a Red Sox fan because he's a Yankee fan. The Yankee fans could sniff out Red Sox fans from a mile away. But I would always wear my Red Sox hat. He was always giving me a hard time about it. You know, the way he got these Emmys was he was a producer for a lot of very well-known sports events, Super Bowls and Olympics and stuff like that. And so he's since retired and because he's, you know, he's older. He's been doing this for 50 some odd years. And so he's retired, but he loves the Little League World Series. So he always goes out and donates his time to help produce and help out with the Little League World Series every year. And so that year he was away for a week doing the Little League World Series. And while he was there, he was searching out Red Sox players to get them to sign this baseball for me as a gift.
That's amazing.
Didn't cost him a nickel. It took a little bit of time, not a ton of time. He was there anyway. Give him a reason to, you know, walk up to Nomar Garciaparra and talk to him or whatever. But the idea that he was 1,200 miles from home and thought of this guy that just, that lives down the street
next
door, walks his dog with every now and then, was amazing. Like, you know, and to put all these pieces together to come up with this baseball, I thought was pretty amazing. And I started to think, like, you know, well, who do I do that for? Like, who do I know so well, or just like, are people, you know, like at the top of my brain that if I'm somewhere that goes, oh, you know who would really like this? And then I go do something like, and I found that I don't do that. I don't really do that outside of my family and people that I'm really, really close with. But for almost, you know, someone who's almost a stranger, to me, was pretty incredible.
Yeah. And I think that's the challenge, is to stretch yourself outside of your little circle.
Yeah. And so that's where everything kind of takes a turn, like in the book and also for me, because that was the moment where I was just like, because before it was just like, this was a nice guy that I just kind of wanted to learn from. The baseball thing triggered this idea that, like, okay, this is really who I want to be. Like, I want to be like this guy. I don't know what it's called. I don't know what it even looks like. It's not like I had been writing down these different principles that he lives by. You know, like it wasn't until this moment that I was like, okay, let me give this some thought, because like, there's just one story after another. It's just too good that if I can learn from this, if I can, you know, I don't just want to be around him. I want to learn from him. And shortly after that, I wrote the blog post that kind of started this whole thing. And that went viral and drove like, a million some odd hits over a course of a week, which was insane because nobody read my blog at the time. it was incredibly unpopular. and that even showed me
you hit a note.
Yeah. Like there's something here. People, you know, it's not just about, because the haha, his name is Dick thing only lasts for so long. That only works beyond, you know, for the cover. Because once you get inside the book, it's not like it's a bunch of 12-year-old jokes. His name doesn't matter anymore. When, you know, beyond this idea of just saying like, hey, you know, I want to be a dick too, and being able to, you know, like share this with a community of other dicks, you know, and like, it just makes it fun to be kind. It makes it fun to be authentic and vulnerable and all these other things.
Yeah. So how has writing this book changed your life? Do you feel like you've started to fulfill this dream you've always had?
Yeah. So two ways that's very much the result of writing this book. And there's two ways that kind of came about. What I really understood by the end of this book was, wow, I had been doing stuff to change the world the whole time. And I never gave myself credit for it. And I really had to, like, in the forgiveness chapter, the be forgiving chapter was more about forgiving myself than it was about forgiving other people, and just going like, wow, like look how hard I am on myself that I you know, had been doing all this stuff. You know, I never gave myself credit for working to the point where I was on Broadway, playing every single night, which is near impossible just to get there. But, you know, I never gave myself credit for all these people that leapt to their feet at the end of the night with a standing ovation for something that I did. I played some music and I made somebody's evening. I changed the world for somebody for 3 hours.
Right.
And, you know, and I started realizing all these little things that we do that we never give credit for, that we never give ourselves credit for.
Yeah.
And so this book was kind of an inventory of a lot of that, and going like, wow, I really need to lay off a little bit, and I need to give myself a little more credit and be a little more forgiving and loving and just accepting of, you know, the role that I play in this whole thing. So there was that. And then when I put this book out there, you know, all my friends, I begged my friends to be honest with me, and I think they did for the most part, but they were all really nice. And so I was like, all right, you know, I want somebody who's never read this before, who doesn't know me, to read it and see. And eventually people started buying the book, and people outside, you know, start sharing it with people outside their circle. So then I started getting notes from people that I didn't know, and I didn't know the people that they knew that recommended the book. So like, I'm going 3 and 4 generations out, and I'm getting these, you know, I just need you to know what this book means to me and what it did for me. And that's when I was like, wow, like, you know, where it really hit home that I'm not alone in this feeling.
Right.
And also that, you know, I kind of gave other people the permission to embrace those changes that they've made as well.
Yeah, that's what we hope all of our books do.
Yeah.
That's why I have this podcast, is to share stories like that, so that writers who have these ideas in their head will finally get them out of their head.
Right.
And maybe they'll be a dick. So if someone wanted to learn more about you, maybe pick up the book, where would they go?
So my personal website is markensign.com, markensign.com. And from there, you can find out more about what I do, and there are links to the book and everything, or you can search, or you can go to the website for the book is iwanttobeadick.com. And of course, it's on Amazon and all the usual places. Yeah, and those are probably the best places to find, you know, to get into more of the story. The website is becoming this portal for people to share their stories, which is becoming a lot of fun. Now it's not just about Dick, and it's not just about, you know, my experience with him, but it's other people being dicks to people that they know, or other people sharing the person that's the dick in their life, and, you know, and sharing pictures of, you know, and all this other stuff. So it's becoming this, you know, all this content coming in, all these different stories coming in, that were triggered by this whole thing.
Yeah. And soon there'll be all sorts of hashtags, you know, be a Mark, be a Karma. Why not? Why not? Well, thank you so much for sharing this wonderful set of stories with us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me on.
You are very welcome. This is the end of the Author's Switch podcast. This is your host, Karma Spence, signing off.
The Author's Switch at authorswitch.com.